Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we've got a whole host of new and recent releases in a fabulous melting pot from India to Scotland via South America and Denmark. Featuring tunes from rising drummer and percussionist Corey Dick and an album released last November but which he's touring at the moment called Impossible Things. And British Bengali pianist Zoe Rahman, whose new release Dreamland has captured the imaginations of audiences and listeners worldwide. Plus tunes by Indian percussionist Sarathi Kolmar, who recently supported Kamasi Washington's summer tour of the UK, a new release by Norwegian guitarist-composer Stein Erheim, and much, much more. Starting with Corey Dick and his album Impossible Things, a wonderful tune. This is called Saw.
Is it me? Perhaps there's no difference between you and me. for when we parted, my dreams are of tiny bulbs and seeds caught in a frost. But when you're with me, spring and summer billow into my heart, as well as the finer shades of autumn that reflect perfect calm. And so I smile at the glowing, speckled warmth of your chest on my back, and every hair of yours dipped in sugar. Sometimes it's right there in the hot blue of your eyes.
That was a tune called Soar, as in Soar Like a Bird, from Corey Dick's album Impossible Things, released on Chaos Collective label in November of last year. And you heard Alice Zawadzki's voice, and that was her poetry that she wrote. Laura Jurd, trumpet; Joe Wright, sax; and George Cowley, sax; Joe Webb, organ; Matthew Robinson, piano, with Felix Higginbottom, percussion; and Connor Chaplin, bass, together with Corey Dick on drums. And they played at the Lescar pub last Wednesday in Sheffield. It was a fantastic gig, one of the best gigs I've seen for a long time. There was such good feeling between the musicians. They clearly had a good time, and they had a lot to say as well. Up and coming, and much more to come from Corey Dick, both in general and on this edition of In the Moment Today. You are listening to In the Moment Today, featuring in addition a new album by British Bengali pianist Zoe Rahman. Her dad's family is from Dhaka and her mum from England, and Rahman has said that her heritage was entirely English and she wants to get back to her Bengali roots. Amongst previous albums is a record called Where Rivers Meet, where she recorded Bengali songs her dad sang to her at home. This new album is called Dreamland, and it includes standards from Duke Ellington and Abdullah Ibrahim, plus a fine smattering of originals, including this one called The Calling.
Mm-hmm.
Strong playing there from pianist Zoe Rahman and a tune called The Calling from her new album Dreamland, which is released on her own Manushi imprint. We'll hear more from that album throughout today's programme. Still to come, also a new release from the WDR Big Band with legendary bass player Ron Carter, a tune from a new release by Indian percussionist Sarathi Korwar, and a new release also from Norwegian guitarist composer Stein Erheim. We've a bag full of new releases today. More also from our two main featured albums, Zoe Rahman's Dreamland that we've just heard from, and Corrie Dick's Impossible Things. A few weeks ago, I played some tunes from London-based songstress Fatima from her new Blue Note album, Still Dreaming. I came across this tune that we're about to hear from an early album, and I really liked it in the course of my research. It's from an EP called Follow You, which has been described as a cohesive expression of Fatima's inner thoughts and feelings. There are four tracks, Mind, Inner Visions, Red Light, and Cinnamon. Cinnamon and Fatima from her 2011 EP Follow You on Iglo Records, and the beats there were by Floating Points. One commentator described the album rather lyrically as allowing Fatima to put her emotions over full-bodied beats and keys like it was honey over a pancake. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today the programme is particularly packed full of new releases. And now we're going to listen to veteran bass player Ron Carter, who laid down the foundations for, amongst others, arguably Miles Davis's best quintet, and some say the best quintet in jazz history. That was Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drums, Wayne Shorter saxophone, Herbie Hancock piano, with, of course, Miles Davis trumpet. And Ron Carter has appeared in his long musical lifetime on over 2,500 recordings. Here he teams up with the WDR Big Band, even given his veteran years. This is, in fact, the first time his compositions have been recorded by a big band. And we're to listen to a tune called Ah Rio. Well, that's a cheerful tune by the WDR Big Band with bass player, legendary bass player Ron Carter. It's called R Rio and it's from a new album called My Personal Songbook, just released. And in fact, the WDR Big Band are releasing another collaborative album before long. In fact, tomorrow. It's called The Broader Picture and it features legendary jazz drummer Billy Hart. I'll be having a listen to that. I've heard one tune so far. It's a very long tune. And I'll be listening to the rest of the album and hopefully including it within a future In the Moment. Now, today we are featuring Scottish drummer Corey Dick's album Impossible Things. Let's hear from another young up-and-coming drum maestro from a different neck of the woods originally. Both are based in London now, but Sarathy Korwar was born in America and grew up in India. The Guardian reviewer of his latest album just released began rather informally, migrants, eh? Coming over here with their delicious food and original musical hybrids. As a jazz composer, percussionist and producer born in the USA, raised in India and living in London, Sarathy Korwar knows plenty about the cultural interplay surrounding migration. And the review went on the basis of his album Day to Day, which has caught the ears of tastemakers such as Giles Peterson and Fortet, couldn't be more appropriate as a retort to the suspicious inward-looking unease of the current climate. Well, that's the Guardian's review. Korwar has spent time with the migrant city people of southern India, specifically the city troop of Ratanpur in rural Gujarat. The album features field recordings from the city people's hypnotic chants and percussive African-derived polyrhythms. Mostly Sufi Muslims, the cities are descended from the African Bantu, who travelled to India as merchants, sailors and slaves from the 7th century onwards. Korwar said he was fascinated by the influences. For example, some of the lyrics are in Swahili. It's an oral tradition and they're singing words that they don't understand. Korwar was trained as a classical tabla player with Guru Sri Rajiv Devastali and Pandit Sanju Sai. He's equally at ease with tabla and drum kit and in fact focuses on adapting Indian classical rhythmical material to non-Indian percussion instruments. In 2015, Sarathy Korwar was awarded the Steve Reed Innovation Award by the Performing Rights Society and has since been mentored by the likes of Fortet, Giles Peterson and Amantief. This tune is called Karam. That was a tune called Karen by Sarathy Korwal from his new album on Ninja Tunes called Day to Day, which was released in July, just gone. And Giles Peterson said, an exceptional debut by this multi-percussion artist fusing jazz, electronic and Indian harmonics. We'll hear another tune from Sarathy Korwal next hour of In the Moment. Now for something a little different. One of my favourite voices of all time. Let's hear Elis Regina together with the genius that was Antonio Carlos Jobim, and a tune recorded at MGM Studios in Los Angeles. It was actually an old desire of Elis, who always wanted to record a full album with Tom Jobim, and she was celebrating her 10th anniversary, actually as an artist on Philips Records. They released her to make this album as a gift, and it's become widely regarded as one of the best Brazilian pop recordings. We're going to have a listen to the title track of the album. It's called Agua de Marco. The lyrics don't actually tell a story, but they present a series of images, and composer-guitarist Ostro Castro Nieves said that Jobim told him writing this kind of stream of consciousness was his version of therapy and saved him thousands in psychoanalytical bills. As an example, the last verse translated reads, a stick, a stone, the end of the road, the rest of a stump, a lonesome road. A sliver of glass, a life, the sun, a knife, a death, the end of the run. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of all strain. It's the joy in your heart.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo,
é o nó da madeira.
Canga, candê,
é uma tita pereira.
É madeira de vento,
da ribanceira.
É um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da comida.
É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira.
Passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe,
é um breu,
é uma ponta,
é um
é uma cor,
é um conto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma prata brilhando,
é a luz da manhã,
é o tijolo chegando,
é a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada, é a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada,
é o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama, é o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato,
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
Minha promessa de vida no teu coração.
Cobra é um pau,
é João,
é José,
é um espinho
na mão,
é um corte
no pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É pau,
é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho,
é um resto
de toco,
é um pouco
sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã,
é um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Pau,
pedra,
vinho,
peixe, coco,
ovo,
vinho,
agro,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
onde,
morte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Badaba, badibaziza, zazaziza, badada nenha, andadede, badadede. Anda, 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 anda
That's lovely. It's Elis Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim, and a famous track called Aguas de Marco, The Waters of March. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1923 to the present day. Today featuring an album by Zoe Rahman, released in July. It's called... Dreamland. It's called Dreamland, and it's a fairy... And Zoe Rahman is a fairly rare example of a female jazz instrumentalist. She said that the more she plays, the more she sees how women musicians are described in the media, and the more that she sees it's an issue that women have been written out of jazz history for many reasons. Rahman said that obviously as a performer and composer, she's noticed that the image of women in jazz traditionally is that of a singer, and that's absolutely correct. So in terms of marketing, record companies and the press are used to presenting women as singers, and for a female instrumentalist, it's very difficult to be seen by record companies and taken seriously. Nina Simone, for example, was an amazing piano player and really only got her recognition through playing the singer. Zoe Rahman Zoe Rahman said. Zoe Rahman, jazz is a very hard art form for anybody to be... So I'm particularly glad that we're featuring Zoe Rahman's new album, Dreamland, today. It's released on her own imprint, Manushi Records, and this tune is called Joburg. Joburg. And this tune is called Joburg. That's another strong tune by Zoe Rahman from her new album Dreamland, released on Manouchi Records, and it's called Jayberg. Today we're also featuring a feast of new releases here on In The Moment, and a recent album by Scottish percussionist Corey Dick, which he's touring currently. The album is called Impossible Things, and it was recorded last November and includes a stellar lineup of young London-based contemporary musicians. Corey Dick is a Glasgow-born percussionist, and he's studied in Morocco and Ghana as well. He's an alumni of the Tommy Smith Youth Jazz Orchestra and the National Youth Jazz Orchestra of Scotland, and his mentors include Mark Juliana, Kendrick Scott, Ari Hoenig, and Sadiq Adi, who's a Ghanaian Panlogo master player. Corey Dick has assembled a 9-strong cast of rising talent on London's contemporary scene. He calls it his Band of Joy, and the album title is taken from Lewis Carroll. The music is a fusion of Celtic fol, African percussion and muscular post-pop, as reviewed by The Guardian. And this is a tune dedicated to the organ player in the band, Joe Webb, and it's called Lock Your Heart Up.
Oh,
The impassioned sounds of Joe Wright's saxophone there, finishing off that tune, which was one of the highlights of a performance at the Lescar Pub last Wednesday by Corey Dick, of tunes from his album Impossible Things, and that was called Lock Your Heart Up. You heard Laura Judd trumpet, Joe Wright saxophone, George Cowley sax, Joe Webb organ, for whom that tune was dedicated, Matt Robinson piano, Felix Higginbottom percussion, Connor Chaplin bass, and Corey Dick drums. Well, that's almost it for this hour. Do stay listening to the moment. More from our featured albums, Corey Dick's Impossible Things and Zoe Rahman's Dreamland next hour, plus a fantastic Ella Fitzgerald tune live in Rome, and a tune stemming from a transatlantic partnership of tenor giant Eric Alexander and Dave O'Higgins playing the lovely Standard Estate. To finish this hour, let's visit Norway and Stein Urheim, who's a Norwegian guitarist and composer. He was born in 1979 in Bergen, and the cornerstone of his music is the blues, but he's also influenced by Chinese and Norwegian folk music. And in this piece we're about to hear by Music Concrete, which is electronic music, which was originally a centre for the resistance movement in French radio, and in August 1944 was responsible for the first broadcast in Liberator Paris. This tune is the title track of a new album by Stein Urheim, and it's called Strandbalm. Thank you.
Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
By the fly.